HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Vivian Lance's Second Chances by Katherine Ormsby, performed by Emily Lawrence. To Lorelei, meeting you for the first time was the coolest thing ever. I can't wait to keep meeting you as you grow. 1. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Vivian Lance. I am 4 feet, 10 inches tall, and I am under a lifelong curse. I mean it. I've been cursed since practically birth. And here's how. I've never had a good first day of school. Not one. It all began on my first day of pre-K when I accidentally knocked over an industrial-sized tub of rainbow glitter during nap time. The way my dads tell the story, when they picked me up at Greensprouts preschool, I was a sparkly 40-pound chunk of toddler. And that was the day that my older brother Arlo started calling me Unicorn Barf, or Barficorn for short. My first days didn't get better from there. Name a grade, and I'll fill you in on the deets. 4th grade, stepped on a hornet's nest at recess. 2nd, Hawk Ryman broke my nose by throwing a stapler at my face. 5th, my appendix burst in world history. In kindergarten, Jill Peaver cut my bangs with craft scissors, and let me put it this way, she was not a licensed cosmetologist. Then there was 3rd grade. That was the year my family moved from Chicago to Austin. The whole Texas thing was new to me, but Ms. Fisher, the school's music director, didn't get that memo. Because who did she pick during opening announcements to come on stage and help the auditorium sing Deep in the Heart of Texas? You guessed it. I didn't know a single word of the song. And when we got to the part where everyone claps as loud as they can 4 times in a row, I jumped off the stage and didn't stop running till I was locked in a bathroom stall, bawling my eyes out. If I had a dollar for every time some 5th grade boy charged me in the hallway after that, yelling, "The stars at night are big and bright," I'd be a multimillionaire. I'm not gonna lie. The rest of my elementary school career was tough. See Exhibit A, appendix bursting, and Exhibit B, hornet's nest. But 6th grade was the start of middle school. It was a chance to make a new name for myself, literally. I decided that I would start going by my middle name, Mare, instead of Vivian. Mare sounded more sophisticated, intriguing, fun. In homeroom, when Mr. Osment read my name off the roll, I told him that I actually went by Mayor. He gave me a funny look.
"Mayor?"
he said, double-checking his clipboard. "Mayor," I corrected, pronouncing it the right way, so it rhymed with hair.
"Mayor,"
Mr. Osment repeated wrongly. The kids around me started to snicker. Amanda Cravens leaned in and said,
Okay, Vivian, I guess I'll go by Governor now."
Then Justin Schmidt shouted, "My name is President," and the whole class cracked up. It took a while for Mr. Osment to calm everyone down. Once he had, he turned to me, looking tired and kind of annoyed, and said,
"Mayor, is that right?"
I mumbled, "Just call me Vivian." By the time lunch rolled around, I was sitting alone at a table, chewing a fish stick and rueing the day my dad had given me a weirdo middle name that Da claims is an Irish version of Mary, but looks like another name for a horse, and apparently sounds like an elected city official. That's when a girl in a pink sequined dress appeared before me.
"Whoa," she said. "I love Relevane too."
I stared at her, my mouth crammed with food. I didn't understand. How could this stranger know about my all-consuming love for Relevane, the greatest book series of all time, written by the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?